Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with T. Frank Carr, and this is quarter number one, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. This is where you can drive your car to Happy Valley for a game, and an RV is all set up and waiting for you. No hassling with parking at the game, as the shuttle will take you to and from the game. Tailgate all weekend. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467. Penn State with three more commitments this past week, which I suspect has you saying to yourself, I wonder just how good these players really are. Thank goodness we have T. Frank Carr in the house to give us the lowdown on all three players. Right, T. Frank?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'm glad to be here. I'm glad we're doing this because this is what it's all about. Finding out what juniors are good at in high school and then having a lock as to what they're going to be in the future. Absolutely no questions.
Well, I'm glad you say it's a lock because, T. Frank, we've come to trust your evaluation and we're all taking notes. So when these players get to Penn State in another year and a half or whenever it finally happens, we're going to come back to you and say, aha, I knew that because T. Frank told me so. And
I'm calling BS on that. If your memory is anything like mine, you will forget.
That's why I'm taking...
You'll be like, what did I say? I don't remember.
That's why I'm taking notes. That. And remember, this recording, T. Frank, it's going to be out there forever.
Oh, my work is all on the internet. That's the problem. There is no hiding from it. You are correct. But
also, to make things easier for you, this past season, of course, were the COVID seasons where there were several players who either, A, did not have a season, or if they did, they played, three games. So it makes it it would be a challenge to a lesser scout than yourself, T. Frank.
Oh, yeah, and it definitely wasn't a challenge whatsoever. So, well, this was easy breezy. Let's get into it, because I really like Christian Driver. So right. That is one that I am very confident that I know a lot about.
Well, let's start right there. Christian Driver, he is the safety/wide receiver from Texas. If the name sounds familiar, he's the son of Donald Driver, who played for the Green Bay Packers. And oh, by the way, just by pure coincidence, James Franklin was on that coaching staff when Donald Driver was there. So we have that connection, which I'm sure had some play in this. Where do you want to start with Christian Driver, T. Frank? Safety or wide receiver?
Let's start at wide receiver because that is where he's going to get his opportunity first. And I think with some of the class that we've seen so far, the additions that we'll get to in the second half of the show, it'll kind of paint the full picture between the two.
All right, let's start at wide receiver, and not unusual for the son of an NFL great wide receiver. Let's start with this. He's a great route runner, isn't he?
Yeah, both in his physical skills and with his technical skills. It's not a shock that he's the most advanced route runner that I've scouted in a long time. Probably ever. I don't like saying declarative things like that because I don't, like I said earlier when we started, my memory is amazing. I don't remember what I said 2 years ago. But his physical, he's got the great hips and great feet to transition at the top of routes. He's sudden. He's able to snap off the stem of his routes and run intermediate routes really well, in breaking, out breaking, shallow routes, whip routes. He can run anything, and he runs it at a high level of proficiency, and his physical skills are just like his dad's, where he's really quick and he's really explosive. So in a short area, he's a nightmare to cover for a defensive back because he's got all the tools you're looking for a guy that creates good windows for the quarterback and reliable hands as well. I don't remember seeing a single drop on his film.
So here's a guy who could create separation with quickness, great hips, but he doesn't have that very top end speed, though, does he?
Yeah, just like his dad. Again, Donald Driver was a seventh round pick. So the NFL saw him as something in particular, as an athlete. And what Donald did is he overcame that with everything else. And also, you can be wrong, right? You can have an undersized, not exactly elite speed wide receiver and just be wrong that his skills don't, you know, his skills do translate to the next level. We're not making the same mistake with his son, because Christian is a four-star athlete and he is being recruited by the top schools in the nation. But a lot of them, again, see him as a safety. Part of that, to me, is a little bit of confirmation bias because he played primarily safety. He was rotated in on the offensive side of the ball, so he didn't get a ton of reps at receiver. But he's fast enough. I'll say he's fast enough. He, when I look at him, and I don't have reliable times that I was able to find, I've heard anecdotal evidence that he ran a 4.48, which is more than enough speed to be a good receiver. But I mean, the fact remains he doesn't run a 4.32. He's not a speed guy at 6 foot, 170 pounds. Good room to grow, already physically developed, but enough room that he could, you know, get up to 190, 195. So you're looking at him as a possession receiver more so than a guy who's going to be your take the top off the defense sort of guy.
A guy, though, who could create separation, get himself open. Here at Penn State, that's not the description we've been having for wide receivers over the last several years. So I look at that as an elite skill, T. Frank.
Yeah, and it's the number one thing I look for as well when it comes to a receiver, which is why it can be a little bit frustrating to scout high school and college wide receivers in general, because very few of them have that developed skill set of being able to create separation, knowing how to, you know, the little things as well, like head fakes, shoulder fakes. Don't let your body tell the corner where you're going, because good corners can read body language and they can see what you're doing before you do it, because, you know, whether you lean one way or because your head's going the way that you're going to go, you know, just small things. Christian Driver does all of the opposite of those. He gives really good false reads. He's able to suddenly do stuff, and he's got just an advanced game. So when it comes to that stuff, I think he does profile as an advanced separator and somebody that can help the offense. So whether it's at the boundary as a possession receiver or a bigger slot guy, I think he's got the versatility to play a couple of different positions, but his profile to me is going to be pretty specific as far as what he does in the offense, and it's a reliable thing. Like, imagine if you had that number two boundary receiver over the last couple of years, whether it's opposite of KJ Hamler, whether it's opposite of Jahan Dotson. If you have that reliable guy down in and down out that's getting you first downs and moving the sticks, that's a huge difference. That creates more first downs and more opportunities for everybody. So having that on the roster is a really good thing for Penn State. The question just is simply, what's his ceiling at that position? Because the other thing that I would like to see him grow and develop is a little more tackle breaking abilities. And again, this might be where we didn't see a lot of him as a receiver because he didn't get enough opportunities, but it's kind of a mixed bag of whether or not he took those short routes, broke tackles, and made big plays. He didn't have a lot of that on tape. There's some, but not a lot, and I'd like to see more of that, because if you do have that, then you do have a guy that can be a difference maker as that physical possession guy that can get yards after the catch.
One of the things that I feel fully confident at is when you talk about a player coming into this program and say he needs to get stronger, I'm pretty confident in Dwight Gault as being the guy who could help him do that. Let's go to the other side.
And he's already strong to begin with. Right. Sorry, not to cut you off. He's the son of Donald Driver. If you don't think he has all the access to as much resources for training and coaching and lifting and all that stuff, he's going to be as physically ready as possible. So again, it's something I'd like to see, but I'm projecting the positive there, because you're right. Whether it's Dwight Gault or whether it's whatever before then, he's going to be physically ready to play football.
Let's go to the other side of the ball. Let's go to the next player, which is Christian Driver. The safety. Tell me about Tell me about that player, T. Frank.
I think you project a little higher ceiling as a safety because in certain schemes and situations, you don't need to be the best athlete in the world. You can be a good athlete, and with as smart as he is and as much football as he clearly knows, he's the sort of guy you want setting your protections in the secondary. You're setting your schemes and communicating in the secondary. He's a big kid at 6 feet. Probably can get up near the 200 pounds like we talked about before, and he's an active player in the flat and in the box, and that explosiveness and downhill ability as a safety is mirrored on the offensive side with his explosiveness and change of direction as a receiver. So those skills translate. That means he's got the versatility likely to play in the slot. Now that takes a little bit more technique, which I think is lagging behind, but the physical ability to be a boundary safety that comes downhill, plays in the run game, and can cover the slot is all there. He's a good tackler, not a powerful tackler, but a good tackler. So overall, his profile, he does a lot of things really well as a safety.
What I saw on the tape that I really liked, and you kind of were talking about this, for run support, his ability, we often talk about running backs being north-south running backs. I had the impression he's a north-south safety when he's quickly able to read a play, and it's a direct line to the ball.
Yeah, and that's what you're looking for anticipation. So he didn't have a lot in terms of ball production because of the way he was used in the Liberty Christian. There's so many Christian academies that I've scouted that I think it's Liberty for him in Texas. But he wasn't used in a deep role all that much. So there's not a ton of ball production. But you do see what you just said is the underneath breaking routes and breaking into the flat to get to the swing passes and the bubble screens and stuff like that. So, again, those skills are there. It's then translating them to every level of the field and expecting that anticipation of reading the quarterback in a deep zone. You can reasonably think he can do it. It just then becomes, does he have that particular instinct, which is a special, very specific one. But, you know, for the underneath stuff and in zone coverage, if he's going to be dropping into the underneath coverage as a safety, that's another critical skill. So he does have that anticipation to shut down the short passing game and get to the running back and that explosive downhill ability. Arriving with a little more force will come over time as he gets a little bigger and stronger.
Okay, real quick, predict his Penn State future. Where's he going to start? Where's he going to finish?
I love receivers. I wanted to be a receiver my whole life. I want to see this kid play that position because he's so good at it. So I'm going to hope that he can stick there. And Penn State losing Lonnie White Jr., it certainly helps his cases. So I'll say that. And then safety is kind of the backup plan.
All right. Very good. That is it for quarter number one and our discussion of Christian Driver, wide receiver / safety. We've got a couple more scouting reports coming along in quarter number two. Stick around for that. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.